Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The resident behind the renaming of Annie Puttigieux Park wants to bring recognition to other significant women in Ottawa's history, one park at a time. In early November, Sandy Hill Community Centre was renamed to Annie Puttigieux Park. The name change was originally proposed by resident and Action Sandy Hill member Stephanie Plante in 2019 when she noticed a lack of places named for women in Ottawa.
Probably about 2014, 2015, my sort of personal life fell apart, and I was very, very reliant on a lot of city services, you know, because we didn't have a lot of money at the time. My son and I swam in every pool, and we went to every library, and as I was making my way around the city, suburbs, urban areas, rural areas, I noticed that there wasn't much named after women.
Plante says she wanted to name the park after Annie Puttigieux, a nationally recognized Inuk artist, because of her connection to the Sandy Hill area. Puttigieux was a single mother struggling with addiction when she moved to Ottawa in 2008. She had gained national fame for her contemporary depictions of everyday Inuit life. As a single mother with her own struggles, Plante felt a connection to Puttigieux, who was found dead in the Rideau River under suspicious circumstances in 2016.
I always thought it was just weird that our personal lives kind of fell apart at the same time, but we both had very different outcomes. And so I wanted her to be recognized by the city. And to me, a park just seemed the most fitting way. We have a lot of Inuit people who live here in Sandy Hill, and there's no Inuit faces really specific to them. She lived in Sandy Hill. She loved Sandy Hill.
Puttigieux's death rattled Ottawa's Indigenous community. A police investigation lasted nearly 13 months and yielded no cause of death. 5 years later, the city renamed the Sandy Hill Community Center after Puttigieux. According to Plante, the reception among community members was overwhelmingly positive.
You know, especially because at that time, that was like the beginning of the pandemic. And I just think people were like desperate for some good news. It was just news that was a bright light in what was probably a dark time. We got a lot of people supporting the project locally and around the country.
However, shortly after the park was officially unveiled in November, in a ceremony attended by Governor General Mary Mae Simon, the park's sign was defaced. Puttigieux's name was painted over and replaced by the park's former name, Sandy Hill.
I was so mad because if it had been like kids just joking around and they put like a smiley face or like graffiti, then I think I would have taken it better because it would have just been kids goofing off and not knowing any better. But they actually like scratched out the name and put the former name. And those are just such disgusting symbols of colonialism. Like, it's seriously a hate crime. So I'm just glad the city got rid of it as soon as possible because that sends a message that the type of outlook is not acceptable.
Constable Paramjeet Singh told CHUO on Tuesday that the investigation into the defacement is still ongoing. In spite of the vandalism, Plante is going ahead with plans to rename Wilfrid Laurier Park after Cindy Mitchell, former director of Ottawa's Betty Hyde Nursery.
So we're currently renaming a park. It's called the Wilfrid Laurier Park right now. We're hoping to rename it after the woman who was the director of the Betty Hyde Nursery. Her name is Cindy Mitchell. And the reason for that is because we know essential workers are few and far between in our public consciousness in terms of recognition. And the other aspect is because of early childhood care workers, a lot of women can keep their careers going. So we want to make sure that at a municipal level, there's some recognition for that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that in my neighborhood.
Mitchell worked at Betty Hyde for 27 years and retired in 2020. She is recognized as a champion for equal pay and health benefits for workers in the early childhood education industry. Action Sandy Hill is currently seeking support from city councilors for the proposed name change. Plante says she has yet to see community opposition to the name change and hopes the renaming will take place by this coming Labor Day. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.